This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. As unions prepare for a negative decision by the Supreme Court on union shop agency fee payments in the Janus case, the American Federation of Teachers has contacted 800,000 teachers in 10 states and persuaded 237,000 to sign recommitment cards that are legally binding in some states, said Wendy Weingarten, president of the 1.6 million member union. Bracing for losses, the National Education Association, the nation's largest union with nearly 3 million members, cut its budget by $50 million. It fears losing agency fees from 90,000 members. Major contributor to the EPA, Scott Pruitt's campaigns in Oklahoma state government, big coal executive Joseph Kraft III, saw Pruitt at least seven times during his first 14 months at the EPA, agency records and emails show, and they were scheduled to appear together on at least two other occasions. That's more than Mr. Pruitt has met with representatives of any environmental group. This included courtside seats at a University of Kentucky basketball game. Diane Greene, the head of Google's cloud business, is said to have told employees that the company was backing away from its artificial intelligence work with the Pentagon. Internal controversy over the contract has roiled Google and led to a number of resignations. Governor Phil Scott, a Republican, signed into law a bill that will give people who move to Vermont from another state up to $10,000 to help ease the transition. Those who relocate and take part in the program need to be full-time employees of a business based outside of Vermont and need to be able to work remotely. They also must become a full-time Vermont resident in 2019. Stockton, California is readying plans to deliver $500 a month in donated cash to perhaps 100 local families, no strings attached. The trial would start as soon as the fall and continue for about 2 years and make Stockton the first city to try and experiment with universal basic income. Neil Ferguson, a British historian, left his role with a free speech initiative at Stanford University after leaked emails revealed that he had proposed opposition research on a left-wing student who'd protested the appearance of Charles Murray, the racially controversial social scientist. Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, a local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.